Hello, everybody. I'm George from Milan. Well, thank you for coming over to my channel. And today is the beginning of Ramadan. So wishing all my Muslim viewers Ramadan Kareem or Ramadan Mubarak. All right. So this is a month, roughly, of fasting for Muslims all around the world. Is to do with, is it the first sighting of the moon in Mecca in Saudi Arabia? So yeah, that's what Ramadan is. Okay, so it's got a religious significance. I think it comes from the Hadith, not the Quran. And so yeah, this year it's the 19th of February, but obviously Islam goes by a lunar calendar, not a solar calendar. So that's quite short. Is shorter than the Gregorian calendar, 365 days, so it falls back. If I began the 19th of February this year, it might begin like the 15th of February next year or something like that. It's not a sort of fixed date. Okay, so because it's the 19th month of the Islamic calendar, okay, and that's why adult Muslims are to fast from sunrise. I think it's the first chink of light on the horizon. No eating and no drinking, and yes, that includes water, and not until the sun is fully down, then that's iftar, when they break their fast. So often just before the first spot of light, they often have suhoor, so that's their last meal and last drinking water. So you can take loads of water on board. So this abstinence from food and drink is one of the five pillars of Islam. So that is a vital duty. So they, as they're not eating or cooking or whatever so much, they have more time for their orisons and to read the Holy Quran and so forth, for meditation, and maybe more money to give in benevolence and so forth to serve their community. And that's it. And so Eid al-Fitr is the festival at the end of the fast, and I believe people don't get married during Ramadan, things like that. Wow. So goodness, wouldn't be for me. And I've known of Muslims who wouldn't even take their medicine at this time. I believe that pregnant women are exempted, children are exempted. Thing is, at what age does one become an adult? I don't know. Some people are seriously ill and then can't. Now, not all Muslims are that strict about it. I mean, I know people who call themselves Muslims who don't observe it at all. Like in Saudi Arabia, it's pretty hardcore. I remember the United Arab Emirates, restaurants were not allowed to serve you there. You could have takeaway, blah, blah, blah. Saudi Arabia, they're really strict about not allowing it. And then non-Muslims was, if they're going to eat or drink, had to hide it away. I know working in an office one time in the UAE, one of the Muslims guys, he was doing Ramadan, but said everybody's eat and drink as normal. And there was this woman who was not Muslim, this South African lady, said, well, I just don't feel uncomfortable. I just feel uncomfortable eating and drinking in front of him. Seems like it's tempting him. So I will eat and drink, but I'll just take it so this guy can't see it. Because if everybody's doing it, it's one thing. But if other people are eating and drinking in front of you, that must be such torment. I couldn't do it myself. It makes such willpower. And I saw people in the UAE or in Singapore, and obviously most people in Singapore aren't Muslims, but it was Ramadan when I visited Singapore once, and there's this maybe 10% of them are Muslims, laboring outside, toiling in the sweltering heat. I thought it was dangerous. And I know you can take more water on board beforehand, but honestly, there's only a limit to how much you can drink to sort of stock up on water before before the day begins. And there are other factors to consider, because you can obviously overwhelm your kidneys by drinking too much at one time. So obviously you need to eat, you know, when you're active. Actually, when I wake up, I'm not that hungry at first. I didn't get hungry for about an hour. And it's very, very difficult to be physically active. So some people, they can rearrange their timetable and turn night into day and sleep during the day and get up at night and be active then. And you can see how it suits Saudi Arabia, when obviously, because it's a bit north of the Tropic of Cancer, the number of hours of daylight doesn't vary that much from summer to winter. It might be sort of 10 hours in the winter, 14 hours in the summer, something like that. Whereas the very northerly climes, it's ridiculous. Well, obviously, north of the Arctic Circle, there are times when you've got 24 hours of sunlight, there are times you've got 24 hours of darkness. So some people say, if it's really impractical, just go by the timings of Mecca, like that. So that's it. I believe that if you're ill for whatever reason, so you're not able to go without food or water, you might be able to make it up some other time. Likewise, pregnant or breastfeeding women and so on. And now I know some Muslims who don't do that, who will say, well, I'll go down to three meals, or go down to sort of two meals, or only one meal, or I won't eat whatever it is. Or people, as Azerbaijan, they cut down on the vodka. So there's some Muslims who don't absorb it at all. And obviously it's got no effect in law in places like Turkey, which is a secular state. Likewise in Tunisia, and their founding president Bourguib in the 1950s saying, well, you know, Ramadan, Okay, people can observe Ramadan if they want, but it's not obligatory. And restaurants and shops, you must serve food and drink in daylight hours throughout Ramadan. People are not obliged to eat, but they're going to have the option to eat and insist on being served this lunch in public in the middle of Ramadan. Because, I mean, he called himself a Muslim, but that was it, made no attempt to practice it whatsoever. And, but, they're obviously the faithful who make this enormous sacrifice. You must have this iron willpower. I wouldn't have the determination. I couldn't control myself. Or I've heard of another guy who did Ramadan, but he couldn't go without cigarettes. And so he would, I mean, you're not to be doing that either, but he would be smoking discreetly during Ramadan. Well, the thing is, what if there's saliva in your mouth and you involuntarily swallow it? Is that the sin or not? And I read I Love Islam, which was a textbook in English produced by the Ministry of Religious Affairs of the United Arab Emirates, to say, well, you can compensate for this transgression by freeing a slave. I thought, honestly, which is worse, slavery or accidentally swallowing your own spittle? I mean, come on. So that is Ramadan. But anyway, hats off to those who have the strength to do it. I remember meeting one Egyptian guy saying he likes Ramadan because it's very good for your health. But I don't think it actually is good for your blood sugar and all the rest of it. Would you not get hypoglycemia? If it really is good for your health, why don't you do it 12 months a year? And so on. So that is Ramadan. Some people pronounce it Ramazan. It could even be someone's name, as in Ramadan Kadyrov, the president of the Republic of Chechnya. Then that'll go on. So that is that Eid al-Fitr. There's also Eid al-Adha, which is another unrelated festival at a different time of year. And isn't Hajj shortly after that, as in the main month of pilgrimage to Mecca? So I'm not a Mohammedan, it may be obvious, nor am I any Quranic scholar, but I do know a little bit more about Islam, but more than some people. So some Muslims and non-Muslim countries might be able to volunteer for night shift. They could be up and sleeping in the day. Certain jobs in hospitals, in the police or whatever, in the fire brigade, night shifts are available, and it might suit them, even on the railways or the buses, doing those. But very, very difficult to work and be completely mentally with it when you don't have enough blood sugar to go. So I don't know what the religious significance of this period of time is. Is it just because it's a month? I know there's a Christian month of fasting, which is Lent, which is run up to Easter, which has just started. That was Pancake Tuesday, to eat all the fatty and sugary stuff at the house in the 6 weeks or so up to Easter. Because, by the way, in Lent, Sunday is a feast day. And you can break your Lenten fast then. One of my friends gave up alcohol for Lent, but he could drink on Sunday, and he did. So 40, because Jesus fasted for 40 days in the wild. And obviously you would choose what you give up. You give up all meat and eat normally apart from that. You might give up bread and eat everything else, or could not necessarily to do with comestibles. But I think it was hardcore in the Middle Ages, certainly a Catholic church, like, who had to be a vegan diet. And some people would still do that in Orthodox countries like Romania and Russia, have a Lenten menu. And that's why people ate lentil beans. I think that replaced some of the proteins they couldn't get from meat. But you could eat as much as you want, drink as much as you want, Muslims. I mean, after the hours of darkness. There we go. So that's just a tiny bit about what Ramadan is. They sometimes try to donate more to charity, not to spread nasty gossip. Okay, it'd be good to be like that all the time, but that's unrealistic. So we can at least do it for 1 month. All right. Thanks very much for your watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon and PayPal, georgecallant790@gmail.com. Goodbye.